Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
On your blocks, get set, go. All right, then, let's learn, go, go, quick, 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 quick. Up with me in the studio, Dr. Francis Collins, Senior Lecturer from the School of the Environment at the University of Auckland. Good morning to you. Good
morning, Mikey.
Thanks very much for coming in.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Now, you're going to tell us today about the upcoming University of Auckland Winter Lecture Series, Migration, Diversity and the Changing Face of New Zealand. The classic sort of come one, come all, tell us your stories. Sort of a title of that one, isn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're really pleased to be able to host it this year, actually, in the midst of an election campaign. It's a real hot topic.
Nation transformed the place of migration in the 21st century Aotearoa New Zealand. That's a big call. You're just going to identify that, are you? Just going to pick the point.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, one of the things about this year is that we're 30 years post the Immigration Act in 1987, and it's a long time ago. People don't think about it that much. But
remind us remind me what that was.
Well, so basically, before 1987, most people who came to New Zealand were selected on the basis of the country they came from, and most often that meant the UK and Ireland, with in the 50s and 60s, some people from the Pacific as well. In 1987, we made a really radical shift in the way in which migration was organised. So basically, if you wanted to come to New Zealand as a migrant, you needed to prove evidence of qualifications, work experience, your age had to be right, your health had to be right, your character had to be right. So everything shifted.
Yep.
What we'd call a human capital.
What inspired that back in 1987?
Well, look, you know, Australia, the US, Canada had already made some shifts in that direction. They'd done it about a decade earlier, so we were a bit slow off the blocks there. But I think the other thing was that there were two big things going on. UK had moved to the European Community, so we lost trading partners.
Right.
New Zealand governments were looking to the Asia Pacific. And the other thing is that it became apparent that, you know, you weren't really attracting many people through those kinds of the older kind of schemes that we had, and there were issues around losing people overseas as well. New Zealanders leaving and things like that.
So this lecture series, which starts when?
Starts tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah. And we're running for the next 6 weeks. So every Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m. in the University Conference Centre.
And can people? Is there a timetable that people can download somewhere and have
Absolutely.
A look at?
Absolutely. If they go to winterlectures.ac.nz, you'll find a full timetable and you'll find information on all the speakers and the different topics they're going to be talking about.
Cool. So we've now we're a nation where something like migration and immigration are, like you say, are very, very hot tops.
Mm-hmm.
In New Zealand at the moment. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that I find it people go, oh, we need to stop the immigrants all coming in. It's just like, Cameron, why don't you just calm down for a second, everybody? But I find it quite unusual that. But is there a reason for it? Have we become more racist? Have we become more prejudiced? Are we more worried about our borders? Does the idea of having twice as many New Zealanders in this country freak people out? Is that? Or?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're not moving towards twice as many people in this country, for a century.
But
or
we're really lucky that we don't. You know, when people whinge about that, it's surprising we don't have that many people wanting to move here. You know, because we've got the space, we've got beautiful, we're a very desirable location.
And four ex-prime ministers have come out recently and said that they want the refugee quota raised. So there's.
Absolutely.
Well, come one, come all is what I say. Let's make some space, you know. Maybe not all in Auckland, if you don't mind, but, you know.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, here's the thing. Look, you know, it's been a consensus issue for governments for three decades that we'll run migration programs, and the refugee issue is something that's been underplayed. I mean, we haven't changed the quota in three decades,
yeah.
Actually. So that's something that we really need to work on. Hey, but look, here's the thing. You know, people are really focused about migration right now. Often when they do that, they're talking about the net migration rate. Say there's 70,000 people coming to New Zealand. And when they hear that number, they think, oh, that's people coming to New Zealand to live here permanently. Actually, that's not the case. Actually, that number is when you come back at the airport from Australia, from the UK, from anywhere, you fill out a form and you say, am I going to stay for 12 months or more? And you tick yes,
so you're
you
part
tick
of that
no.
70,000. Wow.
Absolutely. Right?
Wow, I didn't know
okay.
that.
Okay. So when you hear that 70,000, you say that's an unprecedentedly high rate for 5 years, blah, 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 blah. What you're actually getting is a figure of, say, includes New Zealanders coming back, includes working holiday makers, includes international students, includes a whole
that's
range of people.
Wow.
The number of people who are given residence permits to live here hasn't really changed.
How many people is that roughly?
It ranges each year, but it's about 40,000 to 50,000. And it's been pretty consistent in that number for 10, 15 years or so now.
Wow, bizarre. I didn't know that. So, I mean, with the lectures that you guys are putting on, you discussing... Is it discussing migration moving forward, or do we talk about how people got here in the first place as well?
Well, look, what we're going to do tomorrow, myself and Ward Friesen, we're going to try and do the broad arc of what's happened in the last three decades. So we'll talk about some of the issues that we're talking about now. But some of the other speakers later in the series are going to talk, I think, a little bit more future-focused, yeah. I'm particularly excited about Tahu Kukutai's talk. She's a professor from the University of Waikato who's coming up. And she's going to actually talk about the relationship between immigration and Indigenous politics in New Zealand. And I think that's an issue that hasn't really been addressed.
It's a huge issue, I think. It's really interesting. And I think it's going to be something that we're all going to have to school up on.
Absolutely.
So if you're smart, you go to the lecture tomorrow.
Yeah. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Well, no, come to the lecture tomorrow. You'll get a taste of it tomorrow, and yeah. And then definitely come to Tahu's talk in a couple of weeks.
Oh, a couple of weeks, sorry.
Yeah.
Cool. And what sort of things what do you think are going to be the big? You know, what are the good mic drops again? Going to bust out any big hitters for the, you know, that people are going to come along and what are some of the big facets, because I think that's fascinating what you just told us about the annual figures. What else you got?
Absolutely. So look we're going to bust a few myths tomorrow. One of them is around the net migration rate. The other one is that runs from that is the connection with housing. Look, everyone talks about migration, housing prices going up, blah 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 again. But hey, look, 2012 was when the boom took off in property prices in Auckland. We had a net loss. More people leaving New Zealand than coming. This year, we've got record net migration gains. And hey, look, the property prices are flattening out. And that doesn't prove a rule, but what it does tell you is that somebody who simply says more migrants or more net migration gain means higher property prices is you know, missing something. They're skipping out something in the middle. So cool. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about some other issues, perhaps around maybe thinking about some social values in migration rather than just economics, which is where everything seems to sit most of the time.
Awesome. So give us a few more people that are going to be speaking.
So in addition to Tahu Kukutai, next week, so after us, will be Rachel Simon-Kumar. She's here from the University of Auckland. She's going to talk about race politics. Later on, we'll hear from Yvonne Underhill-Sem, who's going to talk about Pacific migration to New Zealand, and then subsequently Manning Yip, who's been a big part of the migration debates for a few decades. He'll talk about Chinese in New Zealand. And the last talk we're actually going to talk about New Zealand is going overseas. So we're actually talking about the diaspora.
Because that's dropped right off, hasn't it?
Well, the in net terms, yeah. So we're pretty much sitting at even in terms of the number of New Zealanders coming and going. There's still people who leave. There's just a lot more who come back as well.
The brain drain, as they once sold it to us, you know?
Yeah, which has been going on for a few decades again. And it'll probably come back, frankly speaking.
It's a really great name for it. Really good, catchy name for that, eh? The brain drain. All the good people are going overseas. Yeah, but I'm all right. So the Auckland Winter Lecture Series, Nation Transformed, the Place of Migration in the 21st Century, Aotearoa, New Zealand, begins tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 1 o'clock at 22 Simon Street. So that's the architecture buildings.
Very nice.
So come in there to
anyone
the conference.
Anyone can go? Any old Joe?
Anyone can go. Yeah. I recommend you turn up early because it sounds like we'll have a bit of a crowd.
Cool. And if people want to find it again, what was the website again?
Winterlectures.ac.nz.
Dr. Francis, thank you very much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Ready, steady, learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.